Hello, my name is Valerie Coleman, and I'm the host of the College of the Ozarks podcast, Our Story. The vision of College of the Ozarks is to develop citizens of Christ-like character who are well-educated, hardworking, and patriotic. From passionate professors to first-generation college students, each one has left what is easy and known to reach for something more. Their stories are inspiring. Some of them will bring you to your knees. Some will make you stand and cheer. Step into the shoes of the cycle breakers. You won't regret it, and you just may come away inspired. So today, everyone, thank you for joining us again for the podcast, College of the Ozarks, Our Story. Today, we're talking to Maddie Main, who is a senior video production major at College of the Ozarks. And her story is quite amazing. She is an outstanding young woman, an achiever, a storyteller, a passionate Christ seeker on a wonderful journey to encourage and inspire others through filmmaking. So she was born with several rare birth defects and has had to learn to overcome and adjust to certain health challenges along the way. But the hard work you way of life really resonated with her. And she credits the hard work and dedication of her parents as being formational for her and an example for her. And now, man, Maddie, so good to have you today.
Thank you for having me, Val.
Oh my gosh. So I have this feeling that the microphones and the little studio that we have the blessing to use here today, that all feels pretty comfortable to you, right?
Oh yeah, a little bit. I've seen them. I haven't personally used them a whole lot, but definitely have been in a radio atmosphere before.
Yep, the radio atmosphere. And this summer at PBS doing an internship. Ma'am. Was that fun?
Oh my gosh, it was a blast and such a blessing to be there. It was so much fun.
Wow. So I just can't wait to dive in. And of course, I'm a little bit of a nerd on this here because I want to learn everything and hear everything about your experience along the way. And we've talked even on the way over in the car about this journey. But I guess we should probably, for our listener, let's back it up just a little bit.
Okay.
And let's bring everybody up to speed with you to where you are now. But tell us about your early childhood and the health challenges and what you've had to overcome. Just how have you learned to deal with that? And what keeps you in such a great mindset and a great perspective?
Yeah. Well, it definitely doesn't come easy. It's definitely taken me many years to have a positive mindset. But when I was born, there was just so many different birth defects they kept finding, just one after the other. I had a hole in my heart, hip dysplasia, like just not all my organs were like all the way correctly, like in the right place, and just so many things. Like my mom wasn't even able to hold me. I was taken away to the NICU right away. My mom like has told me many, many times, she's like, I told your dad, you do not leave her until they say like, you cannot go any further. So I had like so many surgeries within the first few weeks. I had a colostomy bag for about 6 months. I don't remember it, but I have a really cool scar that I absolutely adore now. But just
part of your story.
Yeah, it's part of my story and just something to look back at of like, wow, look at what Jesus has, you know, done, and he's healed me, and to be able to be here where I am today, and would I have known anything about it?
Wow. Okay. So your parents, Christian people.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And looking to the Lord to help them through, because I'm sure your mom was just like, oh, not my baby girl.
Yeah. And especially being the firstborn, like my mom, you know, and dad didn't think anything of it, of certain things. And they're just like, okay, what? Like, I guess she needs to have this surgery and this done. And what? Like, it was just so brand new for them. They're young. They were married for like 3 years, but you know, they're still very young. And
yeah, absolutely.
Here's the first kid, and it's going to have so many surgeries, and told just going to have braces on her legs for a while and have to have monitor on her heart for a little bit, and just so many different things. But yes, full faith in God, and just very blessed that they were believers.
Amen. Amen. And so you are an older sister, and tell me about your younger sister, and is it just you two? Is that the two in the family?
No, there's four of us.
Four,
so
okay.
There's me. Chloe is 2.5 years younger than me. Then we have a brother. He's like 6 or 7 years younger than me. And then So that's Spencer, and then we have Nora, who's a year younger than Spencer. And today actually is her birthday. So she turned 15. But yeah, it's super crazy how big she's gotten, and just, oh my goodness, my brother's driving now, which is crazy to me.
And there we go. There we have it, folks. More prayer is needed for this family, please.
Amen.
Okay, okay.
And it's a stick shift he's driving too.
Whoa, good for him.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. So big family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and God had his hand on you though. And as you grew up and you went through all this, you had parents right there making a way for you and taught you about the Lord too, so that you were able to tap in to his strength, I'm sure, to get you through high school.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, I was raised in a Christian home. Definitely had personal ups and downs with my relationship with the Lord. Just a little bit of like, yes, I believe that he is real, but there was something inside of me that I questioned. Maybe not questioned per se, but I was a little bit questioning why he did this to me, is what I felt. Why did God give me these birth defects? Because what I have to do now, it's I have to put a feeding tube in my belly button to make sure my body can function properly. Okay. And it's very rare and very random. Some people, you couldn't even tell if you looked at me that I have to do this. But it is definitely something I have dealt with mentally, for sure, of I'm alone and just different things like that. And so I took that as God did this to me. Why should I love him? And it's definitely been a growth. And I've just gone back to over the last 5 or 6 years of like, whoa, like I just want to go deeper in my relationship with Christ. And it's been amazing to have that, you know, light switch moment of like, no, he did not do this to me. And I just want to be all about him and just do whatever he has for me.
Amen. So what do you think really brought about that light switch moment? How did your perspective shift on that?
We had switched churches the summer before my senior year. And it was, I think, just a mix of just learning different things and learning about the Holy Spirit. And there was just something that just awoke all of us. But for me specifically, it was a light switch moment of, he is real and he didn't do this to me. And like, I can actually have a relationship with him. Not that I didn't know that before, but it was just like a confirmation of, I want one with you and I want you to have one with me so much. And so there, I don't know, it was so quick. And it was just like, oh, just right back into that childlike faith and just comfort in him.
Mm. Amen. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, I just hope that everyone listening really can sense, because I feel it just being right here in the room with you. You know, I think sometimes we make it too complicated. We overthink it a little bit, or we get held back by our own angst or bitterness. Would you say?
Yeah
Well, what a beautiful thing. So God is just bringing you on this journey, and he brings you to C of O, and now your younger sister, Chloe, as well, right? So tell me a little bit about how you found out about C of O and what that's been like for you just being there.
Yeah. So I was either sophomore or junior in high school. It's in Liberty, Missouri, so 3.5 hours away from C of O. It's a public high school. And I'm walking around and I see College of the Ozarks. I'm like, okay, it's just another booth. But I see like Cross and then like Debt Free. And I'd already gone through Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace course. And I was like, oh, I can go to college debt free. What is this? And also, it's a Christian college. What is this? And so it was just a moment of like, wow, literally everything I was praying for and wanting all wrapped up in one college. And I remember, it was like 2 or 3 years in a row, they were still there. And I probably asked them so many different questions. And they were probably like, just come to the college, kid. Just come and see it for yourself. But I knew the first time I saw it, my sophomore year, that that's where I was supposed to be. But I actually didn't get to go till I was about a junior in college, because I did a community college that was debt-free as well. I had a scholarship for a full ride there. So I got 2 years done, got my associate's.
Sure.
I was like, you know what? It's time to get my bachelor's, and I know what I'm going to get, video production. And that's what C of O had, and I just knew from a long time ago that this was where I was supposed to be, and it just worked out perfectly.
That's awesome. I feel like your calling, so I know that, and you would probably call it that, a calling to be a storyteller through film. I know how much a big part of your life that is. And I can just see the excitement on your face. And everyone, if you could see her eyes sparkling right now, you would know what I'm talking about. But so that's been a huge fit, a great fit for you at C of O. Would you tell us a little about your video journey and how you knew that's what you wanted to do and what it's been like to explore that even deeper at C of O?
Yeah, I mean, I have to go back to just, I think everybody loves movies, but there was just something different when I watched them that originally I thought I was going to be an actress and was going to be out in Hollywood and then just, hair flip, you know, all of it. But I thought, I could do this. And so I did theater, just, you know, all these different things. But there was just something, it was like, I just really love to understand everything on the other side of it that you don't normally see.
You want to be in control of it all.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
But it
was just something that was intriguing to me. And then as I got older, I would start to watch movies of like, how are they doing this? This is interesting. And then it just grew into, you know, during COVID, me and my sister had nothing really going on, you know, as everybody else did. And so we took my iPhone and made a set in my parents' bedroom to remake an episode of The Office where my sister Chloe played every single character of The Office. It's very comedic, very poorly done, but I had no education yet. I just had used iMovie because that was something that was free on my computer, and I was like, sure, this is easy. But I had no education, and I was really like, I want to learn more about it. I remember enrolling into C of O, and it had like the long list of what major would you like? It's like, oh, maybe marketing, maybe business, I don't know. But I just felt to look at the list more, and I was like, okay, I'll look. I think it's like literally at the bottom, video production. And there it was, and I was like, video production, what is this? I need to. And so I looked it up and I was like, this is it. Didn't even tell my parents about that choice. Like, they had thought, oh, maybe she'll go in the marketing. But I told my dad, I was so nervous. I was like, Dad, I'm going to be a video production major. He's like, that sounds about right. I was like, good.
It makes sense to him right away. Okay.
Wanted that, you know, secondary approval from him of, you know, you're doing good, kid. And so he definitely has seen that growth. And same with my mom. And it's been really amazing to see that process of working with an iPhone in my parents' bedroom, just in a little corner, to now my last semester here at C of O, having a full cast and crew and directing a short film that I wrote with, where Chloe is the main actress. So it's just a full circle moment of what 2 years can really do with an education here. I've learned so much. And I actually did a comparison of the Office episode with my 72-hour film challenge with Chloe, and just, you can see it, like everything, just the difference of what an education can do. It's amazing.
That is so encouraging. And I hope that somebody is listening right now and just their dreams just go on fire for it, you know, because you're exactly right. Putting that, that education and pairing that with that passion. Amazing. So tell me about, and you alluded to it here, but your short film that you entered into the C of O 72-hour challenge.
Yes.
It sounds like that went pretty well for you.
Yes, it did. So it's kind of going into what film we're working on later this fall. But so it's called Joe. It's just a little, I think it's like 5 minutes, not very long at all. But it's very sweet and very like hitting home. Just a moment that I kind of had with God of, if you watch it, there's this girl calling, leaving a voicemail for her mom. But it was kind of, for me, I was talking to God and I just felt I was getting the voicemail, just leaving a voicemail for him. He's not hearing me, but it kind of sparked this idea of what if Joe is leaving a voicemail for her mom who passed away. But it was a very great experience. It happens, I think, every semester now at C of O, that Dr. Kurt Wilkinson puts on, and it's just been amazing. I've participated in two so far, and it's just been amazing to see the growth. My first semester, I didn't participate in it, but I remember sitting and watching Paige Jones, who's my character camp mom, just watching her film and just in awe. like, oh my gosh, I want to do that. I want to do this quick, short challenge that literally we do this in 72 hours. I think we start Thursday night and it has to be done either Saturday or Sunday. Like, it's very quick.
Quick turnaround.
Oh my goodness. You okay. could not believe like how quick and, but it's amazing. And,
so how do they let you choose your script? Like, do you write a script and film it in that mm-hmm. short span of time? Do they tell you what it has to be about, or do you draw out of a hat, or how does that work?
So there are a few guidelines. They kind of give us prompts. So for Joe, the prompts were a line. Normally it's a line has to be said. There must be some sort of character development thing. There's like a whole normal categories, but it changes specifically each semester. So the line was cats. I hate cats. There had to be ice cream in there somewhere. Something had to be broken and then later fixed. And then a character who is innocent. I remember sitting
Neat.
There. It was just really cool to get Neat. That and very ironic because me and my sister, Chloe, we knew we wanted to do this. And 3 days before we got, you know, the official envelope to start, my sister calls me saying she fell off of longboarding with some friends, not on Seville campus, like it's off by Dewey Shores. And I go up to pick her. We have to take her to the urgent care. She fractured both of her wrists. And I was like, we're done. We're not doing this. I'm not going to put her through it. I had a script in mind. We can go in with a script or you can start, you know, right then when mm-hmm. once you get
start
the prompts.
Fresh.
But we had a story in mind. Mm-hmm. It's like, this isn't going to happen. She's literally in cast, kind of.
She's in pain.
In pain. Like, she can't tolerate pain very well. So I was like, okay, we're not going to do it. But we did it. And if you watch it, the cast things that Chloe is wearing are real. She had to wear that.
Okay. So everyone, just so you know.
Yes. Those, she had to, absolutely have to wear those.
Oh, my word. So she was really committed to it for you.
Yes.
She wanted to be there by your side and see this dream realized.
Oh, yeah. And I told her, I was like, if you don't feel comfortable doing it, like, we're not going to do it. But she was all for it.
She pushed through. And then tell me what happened. What was the result of that?
Yes. So normally we have some awards. So I think it's that Monday night after, you know, everyone's finished their film, submitted it. We try and get as many people at the school to come and see it. We had over 300 people
That's
come
a
and
pretty
see
good
this.
Crowd.
It has never been like that before. We had people sitting in the stairs, like in between seats and out in the hallway.
So it's growing.
Oh, it's growing for sure. We had maybe anywhere from 8 to 10 other films showing as well. So we had a bunch of different people, but it was really encouraging. I got to see a lot of my friends, even like the whole baseball team came out because I'm their like photographer for them and stuff. So it was just really encouraging. But so we normally have best picture overall, best craft, and then we have best story. But we added this semester a certain award for People's Choice. So this is the first award that has ever been given where the audience members get to vote, which is very big. Like, nobody's done it before. It's normally a panel of professors or workstation supervisors. But we won People's Choice Award, which was absolutely amazing. I have like a picture of how many people voted. There was like over 200 people that voted, and it was just so incredible to see that. I'm like, oh my gosh, we got that. And it just like was very humbling to see like, wow, all of our friends like really enjoyed this. Like, everybody else did so amazing. Like, there were so many funny films, serious, heartfelt, and just, it was amazing to be able to do that and have that.
It's all about connection, right?
Mm-hmm.
That award in particular, People's Choice, you feel like, okay, you've moved someone.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. At the end of the short film, we have some home videos that are actual home videos of me and my siblings with our mom. And I remember a few of the basketball guys who are me and Chloe's friends were sitting by us. They leaned over. They're like, oh my gosh, I think I'm going to cry. Like, is this about your mom? And we're like, no, it's not about our mom. But I think even adding that personal touch of it just pulled people's heartstrings.
That's right.
Which I love to do. I sadly, like, when people tell me, like, oh, I cried, like, I'm like, yes. Because I want whatever I do to make someone feel something, whether they're happy or sad in a good way. You know, like I want what I do to move people. And Sensei, which is also Josh Williams, a professor and supervisor, a work supervisor at C of O, who I look up to greatly, he told me and Chloe, he's like, I finally got it. I never liked watching sad movies, but watching yours, like, I got it. The beauty and sadness, like, I understand it because of your film. And he's like, thank you. And so it was just very, like, whoa.
That's amazing.
I know. Yeah. I was like, oh, thank you.
That's high praise coming from him.
Because
he's one of my all-time favorite writers. He's so creative.
Yes. Yeah. Very.
High praise. Wow. Well, and you know, you want people to connect with their own emotions, right? Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I think we get a little disjointed in our world. We don't slow down enough to know what we're feeling.
Yeah.
College of the Ozarks loves having visitors, so we invite you to experience all this unique place has to offer. While on campus, visit Edwards Mill and the Stained Glass Shop, where students create fabulous mixes and handcraft amazing stained glass. Grab lunch or dinner at our award-winning dining and lodging facility, the Keter Center. Make your day special with a visit to College of the Ozarks and enjoy a place where traditional values and patriotism are still alive and well. For more, visit cofo.edu.
Okay, so tell me what happens from here. I know something is building. I sense some excitement in you. I think you're still pushing forward with this. Tell me about it.
Yes. So we have a class called Media Practicum, which is a class for the whole semester. We get to work on a short film. So I wrote a script last fall, actually, and I'm finally able to direct it this fall, which is super exciting. The film's name is Horiath. I can't remember the actual definition, but look it up. It's very interesting, but it's pretty much like a homesickness or a longing for a home you can't have.
Okay.
Which I really want to help connect with the story of Joe. We're continuing Joe's story. So in Horiath, you get to see Joe like 6 months to a year later after her mom has passed away.
Okay.
And she gets her own diagnosis of cancer.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yes. So you're seeing she's at a support group with other cancer patients. She's, you know, going back home to see her dad and her brother. And it's just this girl is like, she's not giving up, but it's hard with your mom not there. Like, I have a very close relationship with my mom. Like, I could not imagine living a life without my mom. And it's so hard. And so I really want to like show that, but it's been really amazing to like prepare for it. And we have a pretty much like, I think every role is casted already. We have so many students and alumni and like outside people coming to support us, like to be extras and cast members. So it's been really cool to have that support and have a full crew as well, you know, going from just me with my iPhone to literally a full crew where it's like, I think I have almost too many people, which is really exciting and really good to have, actually.
Okay, so you've got some really great momentum going for this.
Oh, yes, for sure. I have connections in Kansas City. Like we talked about earlier, I did an internship with Kansas City PBS. They're wanting to do a little story on it, which is really exciting. And just connecting with other people out there. During my internship, I actually connected with a lady who I was doing a story on and just telling her about the film, and she recently lost her dad to cancer, and so she's like, I want to see this film. And so it was very encouraging, like so many people are very interested in this film.
So when do you hope for it to be done, and how can people see it when it is done?
Yes, so hopefully we'll start shooting within the next, I don't know, 4 weeks. It's actually will be very quick, about a month or month and a half of filming. And then in December, hopefully it will be in Branson IMAX with the other two practicum films that were done last spring. So we have Jackson Bliss and Jordan Carr's films that I was able to help out on. And I'm actually actors in those, which is
very
fun.
Yeah.
So, you know, had my actor moment as well.
Sure.
But it's going to be really cool to like go in the movie theaters and watch a film that I like, you know, wrote and directed, but also the two other films that those guys worked on as well.
Okay. So watch for that information, everyone, and I'll be sure and post all the information so that people locally can go and see that in the Branson IMAX. And I believe that's something that's starting to gain some traction. Dr. Wilkinson is able to make that happen in the past for your films.
Yes.
So for C of O Films. And so now hopefully this one will debut there as well. And that's kind of something to look forward to, huh?
Oh, yes. I remember. So last December, it was the short film Bridge Burners, which is done by Paige Jones. We had just one theater and it was full before the doors were supposed to officially open. And so IMAX gave us a second theater and that one filled up so fast. We get a lot of traction coming for these films.
That is wonderful.
Like,
so are
amazing.
They free showings or do people pay a small amount or how does that work?
It's been free. I don't know what it'll be
could
this
change.
Time. It could change potentially, but the last few times it's been free. So it's after all the movies are done. So it's kind of later, but it's really fun. It's kind of a red carpet event. We have like pictures. We like hire photographers or just friends from school.
Sure.
And it's been so amazing to just all be together and just watch it. I was with Paige when we tried it on the big screen for the first time. So it was just me, her, and two others sitting alone watching Bridge Burners all the way through. And we're like, whoa. There's the film. It's right there.
Was it a cool feeling to see it
It was definitely surreal. Like, I helped with it just a little bit at the end. But it was just so surreal to be like, wow, like, this is something my friend made.
Wow.
And it's on the big screen right now.
So that really gives you some motivation, though, for completion for your project.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Okay. Love that. I'm excited for you. I can't wait to see it on the big screen. And, and I know that you're just going to have a great fall semester.
Yes.
It is your last semester. You'll be graduating in December, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So talk to me a little bit about that. What's the hope and the desire for after graduation? Do you know what you're thinking or?
Yeah, I don't necessarily know. I'm just kind of like, whatever doors open, I'm open to whatever God has planned for me. That's always been something that I've, you know, when I talk to God, I'm like, God, I'm not like whatever you want. That's what I want. Just
amen.
Like open the door for where you want me to go because,
amen.
And that's what happened with my internship. It literally fell into my lap. Like it was just a God thing. And so I definitely have faith that whatever the next thing is, it's going to be a God
thing.
It's
going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about your internship. That's pretty cool, too.
Oh, yes.
That sounds very impressive.
Yes.
I bet you learned a lot.
Oh, so much. So as a video production major, we have to have an internship. And
So that's part of your required curriculum through your academics at C of O.
Yes, exactly. Like, you have to do this before you graduate. And so I was like, okay, I was thinking about doing a summer camp. That's pretty typical. You do that or follow someone who's a photographer or videographer for weddings. I was like, oh, I don't know. I feel like I should have something else. And last November, I was literally at my sibling's musical. And just oddly enough, someone was looking for me, didn't know who she was. We're talking, and she was asking if I could be her daughter's wedding photographer. And I was like, oh, maybe. I don't know who you are, but maybe. And I partner with a friend who's a videographer. I just kept hearing, you need to ask if she needs a videographer. And I was like, oh, she's probably fine. And it was just like a full-on push. Ask if she needs a videographer. And so I was just like, do you need a videographer? And she's like, no, my husband's a filmmaker, so I don't need one. He'll be fine. Like, he'll set it up. And I'm like, hold the phone. I'm a video production major. What does your husband do? And so we're talking, and she's like, oh, yeah, he's won Emmys and just yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, wow, that's so cool. And so I'm telling her about what I do at C of O, the education, just different things I've done, and even being certified in a video editing software that we do in a class here. And she's like, honey, did you hear that? He's two rows behind me. And then we're talking about everything. And, you know, I regurgitate everything I said to his wife about just all the projects, what I've learned and everything. He's like, really? You know how to do all of this? I was like, yes. That's what I learned at College of the Ozarks. And he's like, do you want an internship? It's like, that would be amazing. The lights literally go out and the musical begins. And I'm like,
you're like,
whoa.
Oh my goodness, of all the timing.
I know, right? But it's been amazing. It was 9 weeks working there as their production intern.
Okay.
So I got to do like flipping sets. So they have a studio in their building where they do recorded live shows. So I helped flip the sets, and then I was a camera operator for some of those shows, which is really cool. Got to wear the headset and everything and listen to them. Like, okay, now zoom in, zoom out, tilt, or, you know, whatever. Just normal video stuff that I've heard before. And then I worked on a documentary that I pitched myself. That was something I didn't have to do, but I am very interested in, you know, making movies. And that was the closest thing to do for them is do a documentary. And that was a really cool thing to do. I got to do it over my cousin Jack. He is 6 years old and he has Down syndrome. So I got to follow him for like a day or two in school and just interview him, his parents, his brother, and his teachers. And it was really cool and very beautiful. And it was really cool to actually watch him watch it because he loves movies as well. And so he's like, it's a Jack movie. And it was so sweet.
So fun. Yeah. That's amazing that you got to be that hands-on in an internship.
Mm-hmm. Very hands-on. And like, I'm very much of a person, like, I'm not going to take this time for granted. So normally they have meetings every week where people say, oh, this is what I'm doing, yada, yada, yada. And I'd write down their name, what they're working on, and then I email them immediately and say, hi, I'm Maddie. Can I help you with this project you're doing? Or have any need for social media content? I'd love to help make a video. And so I got so, like, I just stepping out of my comfort zone for sure. And just diving into whatever was available. And it was really cool. I got to work on some really cool, like, PBS Kids, like, commercial kind of things. And then I think this is by far my favorite thing I did at PBS besides my documentary. But it was a two-day music festival that I got to take photos and do, like, short Instagram reels. But I actually made tons of connections with, like, local Kansas City artists and musicians. And it was just so fun to get back into photography. And it was just so much fun and how they just let me do that and just have another set of connections where it's the radio side instead of just the video side.
Sure.
But it was amazing.
Excellent. Well, I love hearing that, you know, with what you'd already learned from C of O, you were able to launch into that internship and then learn even more and come away what sounds like an amazing portfolio.
Oh, yes, for sure. I remember we were moving sets and one of the guys who was like, tell me where to put everything. He's like, do you know how to wrap cable? It's like, yes, I do. That was something that we learned in video one with Doc. And I remember him teaching this and I was like, I am never going to have to do this. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not what I want to do. Like, I want to write. I want to direct. When would I have to wrap cables? But, you know, I did it like everybody else did in the class. And when PBS asked me if I knew how to wrap it, I'm like, yes, I do. I know how to do that. And the other intern didn't know that. And so I was able to do it because the other intern, I don't know what college he went to, but it was just something, even the littlest of things to, I was making videos for them and it was like on their Instagram. And there was some filmmakers at PBS who have been there for maybe 20 years who literally came up to me and said, how did you do that? They're like, I have no idea how to do that. Can you teach me? And they're like, ask me all these questions, like video stuff. They're like, so how did you do this? And I'm like, I don't know. I just learned it at my college. Like, this is what C of O taught me. And so it was just really cool to see, like, it's so encouraging, like what we learn in the classroom really, really like implicates into the actual workforce and like just have the almost upper hand of how to do things. And I was able to help so many of the other interns who are reporters who have no idea how to operate cameras or the video editing software. And so I'd help them and they're like, thank you. I have no idea how to do this. And
so you could do quite a range of, of different things just the minute you stepped in the place. Wow. That is excellent. To me that it speaks to our work ethic at C of O too. It's like no thing is too big or too small, no matter what, arena you're in, you're going to learn it and you're going to learn to do it well and do it with excellence. And then people are coming to you with those questions. So Good job. I am so proud of you. I love this. What a great representation of the college. But man, we just wish you all of the best as you move forward and come upon graduation pretty soon.
I know.
I hate to say how fast time goes by.
I'm praying it doesn't go too soon.
I know. You got to kind of hang on. Like, let's slow it down now. This has been fun. So let's slow it down. But I would love for you to, just by way of encouraging others, talk to me a little about what it's going to mean for you personally to graduate debt free.
Oh, such a blessing. Oh my goodness. Like, it just means the world to me. Just at such a young age, I think 15 or 16, just knowing I want to live debt free and really applying that to everything. Like, it was a non-negotiable. I am going to either a debt-free college or I'm not, you know, I'm not getting a loan. That wasn't a question. And so it's just, I'm very proud of myself to be able to go all the way through, get my associates and bachelor's debt-free, and to be able to graduate in December and walk in May knowing I have no debt. And just that weight that I know a lot of people have, it's gone. And it's such a blessing to, especially like having, you know, it's a working college, having that motivation of, I worked all the way through and now I'm debt free. And it's just, there's something else about it that's just very encouraging.
Gives you a sense of ownership and pride.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what Maddie is referring to, everyone, is the work college model. College of the Ozarks is a work college, and that is actually a federally designated type of college. And it means that the students work 15 hours a week and 2 40-hour work weeks per year to offset the cost of their tuition. So tuition is paid for in that way. They are able to literally work to offset the cost of their education. And we love this model. We feel that it enables people to have a chance who maybe wouldn't have any other way to obtain a college education, but it also teaches so many great skills and work ethic and character traits that that you're going to carry with you into the rest of your life.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think I definitely got in that mode of like working at C of O, like applying that into even my internship. Like I'm a very busybody, but like, you know, I'm here for a reason. And like, okay, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to do good. And I'm going to, you know, do my best. I don't want to slack off. You know, I want to work hard and do good by what I'm doing.
That's right. So one last question for you, for someone maybe that is sitting out there and they just need a little bit of encouragement today, whether it's someone deciding whether or not to apply to go to College of the Ozarks, or it's someone that hears your story and thinks, oh, maybe I can make it through another day. Maybe I can overcome this health challenge. Yeah. Maybe God does have a plan for me. What would you say to that person looking for a little bit of encouragement?
Well, I'd say you aren't alone. I know that's probably hard. I definitely feel that every day, but then I have to remind myself I'm not alone. So you are not alone. Whether it's medical stuff, just find someone to talk to. I know that's probably hard, but just reach out to someone, go to God. I know sometimes that's hard, but, you know, see what God has for you in this, because I have learned over the years that my personal medical stuff is my testimony and can share that to others and hopefully bring hope to someone who literally had, I literally was told I probably couldn't go to school because of my medical stuff. I was nervous about going to school, living on my own, but I am 22 years old. I am at college living on my own, away from my parents, you know, living at the dorm. But it's something that I can look back at and say, wow, look how far you've come. And then deciding for college, just really do your research on it. I think College of the Ozarks is a great example for just a wide variety of education, and also the partnership of having to work at C of O. That really motivated me as well to, we get so much experience because a lot of the workstations can pair with your degrees. So the video department can really help you grow a different confidence than what your classroom could, give you, like, you're actually working for clients, even though it's College of the Ozarks sometimes, whether it's the student union or whatever. It's something that is not like any other college. So I highly recommend looking into College of the Ozarks. Come visit the campus. It's absolutely beautiful. And just make sure you do your research. And it's okay if you don't know what you're going to do. But just, I think getting an education is really worth it and can really help you grow.
Amen. Well said. This young woman, Maddie Main, I'm impressed. And I know I know you guys are too as you listen to her, but I just sense a certain maturity about you and just your hope in the Lord and your accomplishments as well. You radiate that confidence. So what a neat thing to see. And I know that God has brought you so far. And
yes.
your story is inspiring and encouraging. And I tell people a lot because I get this question, what are my chances?
Mm.
Will my young person, my child, you know, my son, my daughter, my niece, my nephew, my grandchild, what is the chance that they'll get into CVO? Well, you don't know unless you apply.
Exactly.
So that's where we're going to start. And that's always what I'm going to encourage you to do.
Yes.
If you have the interest, do apply.
Yes, apply.
And the Lord takes care of it from there. Even if you wind up on the wait list, I've heard a lot.
Yeah, I was waitlisted.
Okay.
And then
there
I got in.
I've heard so many encouraging stories about that. I feel like College of the Ozarks does a great job of bringing you on, whether it's fall or spring. So don't be hesitant about that if you wind up on that wait list.
Yeah.
Just know God is working all things together for your
exactly.
good.
Exactly. And even if, you know, you come in the spring, that's what I did. Use that fall to, you know, work a little extra, get some more money for, you know, room and board or other stuff. But I think something that I've learned, because I was waitlisted, I personally thought, oh, I'm going to be so behind. But it actually, looking back, every single thing that has happened at CVO, even though I was, you know, behind what I thought in my mind, worked out perfectly. I wouldn't have got my PBS internship. I wouldn't be able to do my film. I wouldn't have met the people that I have met. And so many things. It just, like, has clicked. Literally, God has me at this place at the right time. Mm. Even though, you know, I was waitlisted for a semester. But, you know, sometimes, yes, apply. And even if you're waitlisted or, you know, you don't get it right away, just do it again. Just wait.
Mm-hmm.
God has something for you. Like, he has a plan for you. Just don't worry about it. And he's got you.
Don't give up.
Yes, don't give up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. Don't give up, you know, in all things, in all areas of your life.
Exactly.
Don't get up. Don't give up. God's got you. Mm-hmm. He's got a plan for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Maddie, thank you so much for coming. Is there anything else that is burning on your heart to share that I feel like we've taken our listeners through a pretty good journey here of your time at CVO for sure.
Yeah.
And just some other little encouraging side paths as well.
Yeah. Thanking my mom and dad. Just thank you for everything.
Yeah.
Just too many things to say. Just not enough time, I feel like. But just thank you truly so much for everything you've done for me. Very grateful and very blessed.
Love that. Love that. So everyone, check out cfo.edu for more information about the college.
Mm-hmm.
We'll post stories about Maddie and the completion of the film and the link to the film and all of those good things as they become available. So for events, for calendar events and our upcoming academic year, check that out. And we love to have you all go on the journey with us at College of the Ozarks.